Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a bunch of different things, but the most important thing we're going to do is follow directions. Remember, this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and let's write our name at the top of our paper. Try to write neatly. And try to remember all the letters in your name. My name is Mrs. Oldham, in case you forgot. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. But wait, you have to listen to me to find out what we're going to color first and what color we're going to color it. All right, so if you look at the top of your page, you're going to see a school bus. It's time for school. So we are going to color the school bus first. Will you please find your yellow crayon? And we are going to color the outside part of the school bus. Go ahead, just start coloring the front and the top of it. I'm going to leave those circles where the headlights are on the school bus. See those circles where, you know, it would be red for braking or I don't even know, usually white. I'm just going to leave those alone. And then there's those long skinny lines in the front of the bus. Those long skinny, do you know the name of that shape? There are three of them. They have rounded corners here, but it's the shape of a rectangle. Is that what you said? Did you already know that? I'm going to leave those alone too, but if you already colored them yellow, that is quite all right. Do not panic. I don't get mad. I get silly. And then the front of the bus next to the tires, I'm not going to color the tires. Please leave the tires alone. We will not color the tires yellow. Mm-mm. Leave those alone. But next to the tires is a long rectangle shape. It doesn't have rounded corners. Those are sharp corners. And now I'm coloring the sides of the bus. The sides of the bus. I'm coloring them yellow. You should still be working on your yellow crayon. If you have finished coloring, you might have gone just a tiny bit too fast, which means I'm going to ask you to go back in and fill in some of those white spots you might have left by coloring too fast. I'm on the top by the letters. These letters on the top of the school bus, even if you're a beginning reader, do you know what that says? We're coloring a school bus. What do you think those letters say? Yes, they say school bus. I'm coloring those yellow because they're little. But those circles on the sides of the letters, those are circles. I'm leaving them blank. It's okay if you already colored them yellow. It's okay. Okay, I have finished coloring the parts of the bus that I wanted to. It is yellow, the top and the front. And I'm going to put down my yellow crayon, but I'm going to give you 5 more seconds. And remember, you can finish coloring at the end, so don't panic. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, please put down your yellow crayon and please find your brown crayon. I said brown crayon. And let's color the bus driver's hair brown. See his hair? Color it brown for me. And then we're going to call this bus driver Mr. Dorson. I just made that up, but that's what we're going to call him. Let's color Mr. Dorson's hair brown, and then let's color his eyebrows brown as well. He has nice, friendly eyebrows. I like that. Now, hang on to that brown crayon, because we are going to color something else brown. Something else in our picture should be brown. Do you know what it should be? Do you know what it? Did you say the tree trunk? The tree trunk? Because that's something that needs to be brown. All right, let's color the trunk of the tree brown. The trunk of the tree brown. Color nice as you can. Try not to scribble. Okay, so we have a brown tree trunk. And I'm going to give you 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Put down your brown crayon. Let's find our green crayon. It could be your regular green or your light green. You decide. What do you think needs to be green? Yes, the tree top. The tree top. Let's color our tree top green. Our tree top is green. And while we're coloring this tree top green, do you see other things in our picture that should be green? Me too. Yep, I see bushes and I see stems on flowers and I see leaves. Okay, take 3 more seconds for your tree top. 3, 2, 1. All right, hold on to your green crayon. Let's color one bush. Do you see the bush right underneath the sun? It's right underneath the sun. Color that bush green. But we're just coloring one bush. I know there's more. I can see them with my eyes that there are more than one. But we're just going to color one bush right now. The one directly below the sun. See the sun? That's above the bush. I messed up. I do that sometimes. The sun is above the bush, and the bush is below the sun. All right, 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Put down your green crayon. Let's find our purple crayon. You pick the color purple. I have a lot of purples in my crayon box. I'm just going to pick any kind of purple, and let's color all the flowers purple. Ready? I'm going to count these while we color. If you want to count with me, go right ahead. 1, 2. I'm scooting over and coloring the next one. 2, 3. What comes after 3 if you're counting with me? Yep, 4. You know it. 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Then what? 5. So there's 5 flowers here, but I'm going to go up to the next patch of flowers. What comes after 5? 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7. 8. 9. 10. There are 10 flowers. We made them purple. Just the flowers. We're not coloring the leaves or the stems. We're going to leave those alone for right now. Maybe we'll come back to them a little later. All right, put down your purple crayon in 3, 2, 1. Boys and girls, we need to color something else yellow. Do you know what it is? Do you see it? Yes, it's the sun. So wait. Hold your horses. I want us to color the part of the sun that has the smiley face on it yellow. Just the part of the sun that has the smiley face on it. Do you know what shape that is? You're right. It's a circle. Let's color it yellow. Just the part of the sun that's smiling. My son in my neighborhood doesn't have a smiley face on it, but I can pretend. I could pretend that it's saying, hello, I'm Mr. Sun. Sun, Mr. Golden Sun. All right, put down your yellow crayon and find an orange crayon. We're going to do the outside of the sun, the sun's rays. So fancy when we call it the sun's rays. We're going to color those orange. Do you know what shape these rays are? Triangle. I'm going to count as I color them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8. 8th raise on Mr. Sun. Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, go ahead and put down your orange crayon. Let's find our black crayon. And if you don't have a black crayon, you can use your pencil. And let's color the tires on the bus, the wheels on the bus, black. I'm not going to sing the wheels on the bus song. I know we're too old for it, but I do enjoy it. I like it a lot. Can I sing one part of it? I'm not even going to ask you. I'm just going to do it because I'm Mrs. Oldham and this is my Listen and Learn. So the wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round. Round and round, the wheels on the bus go round and round all through the town. Oh, I feel so much better. I had to get it out. I had to. I mean, when you see a school bus, it just, you just want to sing that song. Put down your black crayon in 3, 2, 1. We're going to color 2 more things, and then we're going to pick up our pencil. Ready? I see a squirrel. Find your brown crayon. Let's color the squirrel brown. So cute with a fluffy tail. What do squirrels say? Do you know? Me neither. I don't think I've ever talked to a squirrel. I had one living by my classroom one time. It's true. It was a ground squirrel, and he would live under my classroom and say hi to the kids, but not with his words. That's why I don't know what he sounds like. All right, put down your brown crayon in 3, 2, 1, and then the last object we're going to color is that little bunny rabbit. Look how cute the little bunny rabbit is. I'm going to use my pencil to make it gray, but you could use your black crayon if you want to. I'm going to use my pencil to make a gray rabbit. Did you know that? I love that trick. Your pencil makes the best gray color. So I'll just use my pencil for this little bunny rabbit. And I don't know what sounds rabbits make either, but I do know they go hop, hop. Bunny rabbits go hop, hop. Okay, friends, stop coloring your bunny rabbit in 3, 2, 1. We're going to leave the rest of our page alone. We're not going to color the rest of it right now. You can color some of it later if you have time. But right now, we're going to scoot down to where all these letters are on our page. Do you see the star? Don't start doing anything. Wait for me. You should not be writing anything. You should be listening.
Listening and learning.
Okay, do you see the star? That's next to the letter A. I want you to trace the letter A, but I want you to start at the top and go down, trace it, start back up at the top, go down, and then cross in the middle. A, scoot over, start at the top. Letter B, B says B, B says B, trace it. Scoot over, letter C, start at the top. C says K, C says K. Scoot over, letter D, start at the top, go straight down, then go back up to the top, go around the big fat tummy. D says D. Scoot over, we're going to do the E, start at the top, go straight down, go back up to the top, go across, middle, go across, go down at the bottom, go across. E says F. Scoot over, let's do F. Always start at the top, trace the F. F says F. Scoot over, start at the top, curve around. This is the letter G. G says G. G says G. Scoot across, letter H. Start at the top, start at the top, cross in the middle. H says ha. H says ha. Scoot over, this is an I. It's like, can you make the top where we cross the I and the bottom where we cross the I? Where we put that line across, can you make those bigger? Those lines on the top and the bottom, can you make them bigger for me? Stretch them out a little. Thank you. Okay, come down to the letter J. Trace it. Start at the top. J says J. J says J. Boys and girls, I didn't say what I said. I says I. J says J. Scoot over to the K's. K says K. K says K. Scoot over. L. L says L. Always start at the top. Now we're on M. Start at the top, go back up, down. Start at the top, go down. Start at the top, go down. M says M. Scoot over, we have N. N says N. N says N. Scoot over. We have the letter O. That's for me, Mrs. Oldham. O says ah. O says ah. Scoot over. We have P. P says p. P says p. Okay, now we have Q. We're at the end of that row. Q says qu. Q says qu. Scoot down. Now we're ready for letter R. Don't forget, start at the top. R says R. R says R. Now we're on S. S says S. Says T. Says T. T says T. Scoot over. Now we're on U. U says uh. U says uh. Scoot over. Now we're on B. V says V. V says V. Scoot over. Now we have W. Look at that big W. W says W. W says what? W. Scoot over. What letter is that where it crosses? X. X says X. X says X. It's one of my favorite letters. Scoot over. Now we have Y. Y says Y. Y says Y. And our last letter is Z. Z says Z. Z says Z. Okay, now scoot down. You see where the heart is? Now we're going to do our numbers. We're going to trace them, say them, and count in order. Ready? Start on the zero. Don't go ahead of me. Ready? Start on the zero. Zero. Always start at the top. One. Two, you should be starting at the top and working towards the bottom when you trace. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. We did it. Boys and girls, we did the whole activity. I'm so glad you were here. I'm so glad you hung out with me. Don't forget, you rock. Roll. Together we rock and roll. I'll see you next time. Bye.